Good morning, everyone. It's Coach Mark here from Triumph Strength, and thank you so much for deciding to listen to this podcast. I hope you find it valuable, as always. Today, I want to talk about reframing our mind and looking at fitness as an investment. So if you already do that, continue to do that. Invest in yourself. I think it's the number one way we can decide to invest is in ourselves. It makes everything better in our lives. When we're investing in ourselves, that can be physical growth, spiritual growth, emotional, whatever it is, relational. There's a lot of ways to grow. So obviously, being in the fitness space, we're going to talk about ways to look at fitness, as I mentioned, as an investment. I like to think immediately about school and how expensive college was, right? It's one of those things that was paying off well after I graduated, but that kind of added fuel to the fire to find a job and start making money. I think sometimes with fitness, it's not always obvious where we stand, right? When you're going to school, you're constantly being tested. You know, the midterm and the final are like super duper important, at least in college. And the ACT or the SAT is really important in high school. And obviously, this is different for every single individual. If you're just not natural, like I never did good in school, or I've never been motivated to work out, or I'm not good at working out, or whatever it is, I'm always injured. I'm telling you right now, I've got 10 years of experience of working with clients, and I've worked with everyone from college athletes all the way to people that can barely walk around the block. So wherever you're starting is fine. There's no reason to be embarrassed. The biggest thing you need to do is just probably work on motivating yourself to get in there. So that might be listening to a podcast. It might be trying to just dive into some information on your own. Set a goal. Find a reason bigger than yourself to get out of bed in the morning, right? And really just enlist a professional would be probably my big thing. If you can't afford a professional, try to find a way to get an online program or just a $10 membership to a gym and just start going and maybe walking on the treadmill, walk around the block. Just get the ball rolling, get some momentum. So when we look at fitness as an investment, it's clearly going to be beneficial later in life. So if we are 60 or younger right now and you're listening to this, you still have plenty of time to invest in your body. So when you do get into 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, you're not behind the eight ball and you're looking at a hip replacement, knee replacement, you're looking at cognitive function declining, memory loss. All these things can be attributed to poor inactivity. So again, back to the college example, I know at least when I was there, it didn't start off super good. It was kind of a shock to really I kind of coasted it through high school. So meaning I didn't take the hardest classes. I wasn't super challenged at the school I was at. And then once I got to college, it was like, oh my God, I got to like actually study now and go to class and do all these things. And honestly, that was about a 2-year process before I really woke up. And then by my last quarter of college, believe it or not, I actually made the dean's list. So for me, it was just about changing my habits and really seeing my grades were determined by me and me alone. So your fitness will be determined by you and you alone. So you really have to want it, obviously, for yourself. I know for me recently, having my first child, that's really motivated me. Having a spouse really motivates me. Having a business really motivates me. Whatever your why is, you know, it's sometimes, not even sometimes, all the time, it's got to be bigger whenever it's bigger than you. So when we look at fitness as an investment, I think if you can really wrap your head around that and believe that the gym can be almost like a physical bank, like, and you're making deposits every time you're in the bank, regardless of what you're doing that day, whether it's squats or deadlifts or burpees or ski erg or bike, all these movements that we might look at like, oh my God. I look at those as investments, right? Every rep is a deposit. So if we can really truly begin to understand that, hey, every time I go to the gym, and yeah, some days it's going to hurt a little bit to get in there, and that's fine. Feel free to leave your ego at the door, wherever gym you're at, and just listen to your coach or listen to your body in any of these situations and modify the movements, scale back a little bit. But you know, and I know, whenever you're kind of mailing it in, and 9 out of 10 times, you can't be mailing it in, right? You can have those 1 out of 10, 2 out of 20 kind of experiences where, hey, you know, I am going to go a little bit lighter today. And yeah, you obviously want to take rest days as well. Those are just as important for muscle development and growth. And again, we're just talking about physical fitness. We're not really into the nutritional side. Obviously, that's going to be the number one base of the pyramid way to get in good health and good shape and maintain that, again, as a longevity program. But when we look at investing, it's going to be more than just a dollar sign on the gym you're going, right? You're investing in not having to go to the doctor, right? Not getting disease. Whenever you do get something, nowadays in 2022, COVID, you'll have a better chance of recovering faster. So I know for a lot of people, fitness isn't something that you just spring out of bed and run to the gym and do everything and take 3 classes a day. I 100% get that. But I think in America in 2022, our obesity rate is over 40%. And that's an epidemic of people that are inactive. We're all working in a virtual world. But yeah, it's gotta sometimes just reframing your mindset around it. I know, like for me, I don't love going to the dentist, but I know if I don't get my 6-month cleaning done, I might have bad news. I might get a cavity. I might have to get a root canal. I might have to get something worse. And every time that I go, I always leave and I'm like, man, I'm glad I did that. And for me, I went years without going to the dentist, especially at college. And when I got finally back to going, I obviously had several cavities. And that's not, it shouldn't have been a surprise to me. So if it's been a while and you haven't, you know, been studying for the test or brushing your teeth or whatever analogy works well for you, you're probably going to have to take it really slow. And guess what? That's okay. It would be weird if you didn't work out for the last 5 years and you can just get up and do 20 pull-ups. Like, that would be amazing. But guess what? It's not going to probably happen. And what we have to do is just accept where you're at and understand if you're not making an investment in yourself physically, you're probably declining. It's really hard to maintain, especially your aerobic system, if you're not pushing your heart rate up. It's really hard to maintain muscle mass if you're not getting adequate protein and doing some type of resistance training. So it's totally normal and natural to have hesitancy around getting your butt back into the gym. And then whenever you actually start going and you're not seeing immediate results, to maybe question like, well, why are we doing this workout or what's going on here? You just have to trust the process and understand every rep is a deposit in your personal bank account. And I implore you to really reframe your mind around, hey, maybe if you're currently investing in yourself, try to double down on that, right? Whenever you have a bear market, right? A lot of people want to pull their money out. Sometimes it's a better idea to double down and buy them cheap, right? Sell high, buy them low. So when you're feeling the holiday kind of lulls and it's a little dark outside and it's not been super great weather, it's raining today and I'm a little sore, we got to double down and we got to push through and we got to find a bigger reason to go to the gym. And I'm telling you, if you can start to think about the gym as an investment daily, it becomes easier and easier. And all of a sudden, your stock is going up and up. And then whenever you do hit older age and you get to levels where muscle probably isn't as easy to put on and mobility starts to go down a little bit, you'll have built such a bank, such a reservoir of fitness that it'll be able to carry you until the end. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that made sense and you found value in it. That's my number one goal for doing these. Thanks for putting up with my monotone voice. And before I hop off here, I just want to remind you guys that, first of all, thank you for your support and everything that we do at Triumph. If you're a Triumph member, if not, You can find us at triumphstrength.net. Follow us at Triumph Strength, Instagram, Facebook, all the fun sites. We are doing an 8-week, speaking of school, 8-week nutrition class. You're going to absolutely love it, led by a teacher with more than 20 years of experience. She's got a personal transformation that's allowed her to lose over 40 pounds and pack on muscle in her 50s. She looks incredible. Coach Joy. We're also going to get a week from Jen Hamilton on the psychology of eating and why we maybe do it mindlessly. And that's going to be incredible in itself. A lot of packed information, meal prepping, macros, what are they, calories, how do we eat on the go, really just overcoming some of your obstacles and just simplifying the process of making a grocery list and doing things that'll really provide value and, again, an investment in yourself. We're also going to be running a boot camp with Coach Lauren. It's called Fit for Life. Think of 45 minutes, high energy, a lot of stations. So you're just kind of doing things for a minute or two, full body, incredible stuff, 3 days a week. And again, you can find a lot more information if you subscribe to our newsletter. And also, again, you can do that on our website, triumphstrength.net. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week or day, wherever you're at when you're listening to this. And I hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks.